This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, October 4th. Tuesday will be one more day with a high in the 70s before it cools down a bit for the rest of the week. According to the National Weather Service, on Tuesday it will be mostly sunny in the Cedar Rapids area with a high near 76 degrees. A south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour will gust as high as 20 miles per hour. On Tuesday night it will be mostly cloudy, with a low of around 52 degrees. The wind will calm to a gentle breeze by day's end. The state of Iowa has agreed to pay a North Liberty couple nearly $4 million after their almost two-year-old son died in 2018 from an undiagnosed strep infection following days of visits to University of Iowa-affiliated clinics and facilities. The State Appeal Board on Monday unanimously approved a $3.99 million settlement with Scott and Melissa Keating, who filed their suit in 2019. The family's concerns started on February 15th of 2018, when Jack Keating, who was just days away from his second birthday, came down with a fever and raspy breathing. According to the couple's lawsuit, over the next 3 days, the family saw several different UIHC providers, ranging from UI Quick Care to Pediatric Associates to the UIHC Emergency Department. Despite the child's worsening condition, none of the doctors diagnosed him correctly with what would end up being a fatal case of strep. Jack Keating died on the morning of February 19th. The Keatings, in their lawsuit, accused UIHC and its employees of negligence and failure to, among other things, properly assess, examine, test, diagnose, and treat their son in a timely manner. The Iowa City Marketplace has been purchased for just under $14.3 million by a Tennessee-based company focused on redeveloping shopping centers. Core Realty Holdings of California sold the shopping center in late July to Brookwood Capital Advisors. More change could be coming to the mall soon, as a not-yet-disclosed chain store is anticipated to move into the vacant space that formerly housed Von Maur and Lucky's Market. The shopping center, formerly known as Sycamore Mall, is on Sycamore Street in southeast Iowa City. The shopping center was rebranded in 2013. The rebranding was intended to provide more areas for social interaction and turn the area into a social space by bringing together dining, entertainment, and mixed-use spaces. The mall's new owners, Brookwood Capital Advisors, focuses on finding empty sites, leasing out the spaces, and setting the sites up for long-term success, according to the group's website. After this year approving controversial utility-scale solar projects near Coggin and Palo, while turning aside recommendations from their staff for a moratorium, the Linn County Board of Supervisors voted Monday on its first of three considerations to pause any more solar projects, at least until the end of the year. County staff has requested the moratorium in order to better refine the guidelines for the implementation of solar projects in Linn County. The county said a three-month moratorium would provide a structure with check-ins on progress. The December 31st deadline also would allow the current Board of Supervisors to decide on an extension before a new board is sworn in this January after the November elections.